Hello, the people who listen to this podcast. I love that you still listen, even though I create every 2 months just to keep the podcast alive. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Anyway, okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a potential podcast of the Tray CD. This is episode, I think, 19, which is so ironic to me. There are 19 episodes, imagine. But I think it's 19 if you don't count the trailer and 20 if you do. Oh my gosh, it's my 20th episode. Is this like an anniversary? I guess. Okay. Anyway, we're here, we're talking, and I'm recording, and we all know this is a maintenance episode. But I just want it noted, ne? Before you judge me, that a lot's been going on, guys. Yo. Life has been lifing here by me. Like, how do I put this? I just want to talk about when you try and do admin, guys, you know, like life admin, and you try and get things together. Like, you don't realize how much you depend on other people to get their jobs right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like you hope that the Home Affairs will Home Affairs. You hope that the bank will bank. You hope that that one lady doesn't hate you because you decided to smile too big. But like, on one hand, you want to be super polite. But on the other hand, you also just want to like shout at them because you're a paying customer. Like, I'm going through a lot. I will say this, I can't reveal what I'm working on, and I plan to reveal it soon enough because, you know, one of these is going to be due in 2 months anyway. It's a lot. It's a lot. Like, life admin is a lot. You know what I'm saying? And it's expensive. So expensive. Why is a passport so expensive? Like, let's talk about it. Why is it so expensive? Please, let's discuss. Why is it so expensive? Thank you. I don't know why ASMR whispered, but I decided that was a thing I was going to do, so I did it anyway. Anyway, so the fact that you're listening to this, hot dang, like, love this for you. Like, thank you. Like, I say this every episode, and you might just be listening to this one rando episode, and I hope you come back for a time when I, like, provide, like legit content that is deserving of your ears. Right now, we're just doing maintenance. We're doing a check-in. I do these every 2 months so that my podcast channel doesn't get shut down. I've attempted a couple things. I actually did really, guys. Like, I was sitting there and I was just like, oh my gosh, a review would be bomb. And then all this life admin started. And then I was like, when will you have time to edit a video, my love? Ning. When? When exactly? I even did the research, guys. Eh? Let's go, I'm lying. I did the research. And the research showed goody, wow. Like, also, what's going on in my life, actually? No, let's talk positives, okay? As much as I'm gauching, I'm not gauching as hard as I was gauching when I started posting these short little chickens. I'm doing much better. I feel like I've found the thing I really want to do. And I'm excited about it. It's just like anything as an adult. You gotta work. You know what I'm saying? You gotta work. And I'm just in the throngs of the work. You know what I mean? And yeah. Work's good. Life's good. I actually was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, it's crazy how in the midst of a transition, like, you start appreciating where you're coming from, because I realized that, like, in my journey to do something else, you know what I mean, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a bomb life, you know, because I'm like, yeah, I want to change in 2024, I want to be different, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know what I mean? And like, I think this is the most since my little existential moment that I have appreciated my life. Like, God is like, let me just clap a little magnifying glass. I think it's because of the fact that I'm like, I'm in a journey to change. And he's like, yeah, How nice was that life that you were miserable with? Like, how nice? It was nice, ne? No cake. Now look at yourself. Because legit, guys, the going is going. Like, I'm sitting here like, but I have a good job with, like, good hours. I have a good work-life balance. Like, I got friends. I got a little bit of money in the bank. Like, I get a salary every month. Like, I'm good. Like, I have savings. I have a couple investments. I have a will. Like, I'm an adult, you know? And I'm like, I just think it's ironic that now I'm like, yeah, let's change that. That now I'm starting to appreciate how, like, low maintenance my life is. But I think that's probably what caused the existential in the first place. I just right now, at the very moment, cannot remember my existential because I'm going through it in terms of trying to make sure that I change so that I don't go through another one. It's weird how the brain works. I just want to talk about it. I'm like, it's like, it's weird. Like, it's like, you know when, like, people, like, leave a job? Like, in their process of leaving is when they appreciate the job the most. And you're like, what? Why? Why? But, like, I think that's what it is. It's like, my job's been existentialing and I want to change. And now I'm, like, leaving that job. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, outside of the existential, life doesn't suck. And I'm just, I just think it's because of that, bro. Just, like, that's just, like, messing with my brain is the fact that I'm, like, on the cusp of change is when fear comes up with the best, and I mean the best ways to convince you off of the ledge. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, don't jump. Like, everything's good up here. Look at the view. Like, you've been liking this view. This view actually doesn't suck. We could build a house here. Like, everything's really great. Like, you don't have to leap. And that's where I'm at. And I think the thing that really screws with me as a person, and I'm working on trusting myself and my decision-making elements as an individual, so don't judge me. But it's just, I'm the type of person that weighs up every option to the nth of a degree. And I panic before anything actually happens. Ironically, my coach said this to me the other day. And she was like, what did she say? She was like, just disconnect from the results. Just do your best. And I'm like, yeah, cool. But then I realized, I'm like, I don't know how to function without knowing what the hell this is going to lead to. You get me? Like, I'm like, how do people live in the present? Truly live in the present. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm like, people do things like exercise and, oh, geez, I just burped on, oh well. People exercise and, like, and they eat healthy and, like, all those things, right? Right. And now, if we're supposed to live in the present, then why am I exercising? I don't like exercise. It's not nice. Present Tracy doesn't like exercise. And healthy food's trash and expensive. That's another thing I don't like. Why are healthy things expensive? Why am I paying so much money to go to a gym? How, like, okay, I don't have to pay so much money to go to a gym. I can't just run on the street. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean. I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, yes, I was just saying, like, I'm on the cusp of change and I can feel like, yeah, change. Woo! Yeah, baby. And, like, I've gotten to a place where I think my fear has become the most rational part of my brain. I don't know how to explain this. It's like the most trusted part of my logic is my fear. You know, like, my fear has become a lawyer. I've sent my fear to law, like, not even just school and university. No, my fear is an advocate because she argues well about why are we changing? Everything is perfect just the way it is. Do you know what I'm saying? And now I'm sitting here having to come up with arguments because Risk, who just walked in, Risk is a baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, jump off the cliff, girl. I'm going to call her risk because I don't know what else to call her. Spontaneity? I don't know. What's the opposite of fear? Bravery. There we go. Bravery. Risky bravery. Bravery, riskery. Whatever. That person. That portion of my personality is a baby. A small nunu baby. And that nunu baby, actually no, maybe a toddler. Because risk also throws tantrums. This makes me sound crazy, but we're going inside out with my brain. Let's just go with it. But like, risk, the nunu baby. I like calling her risk rather than bravery. Because I'm also like, am I brave? I don't know. But I'm still doing things. So I guess that's something. Anyway, bravery is actually maybe not even. No, like a 5-year-old. You know what I'm saying? And risk / bravery, bravery risk. Braver risk. Ooh, I like that. Braver risk is actually being a 5-year-old trying to argue with an advocate. You know what I'm saying? And like, not losing simply because of the fact that like the 5-year-old needs to exist and like, you know what I'm saying, and is necessary for us to continue to move on in life. And the advocate is there to make sure that I don't get myself killed. You know, so like they have their places. It's just the fact that I don't think I've given enough like nutrients to Braver Risk. You know what I'm saying? Like Braver Risk is just getting taken out of the box. And I'm out here like, I need you to carry a lot. And she's like, it's a lot, but we can do it because I'm Braver Risk. And like Fear's sitting there just like, I mean, okay. Fear isn't even trying to fight. It's not even a courtroom. It's like a settlement room. Yo, this scene that I've just built in my head is actually tickling me a lot. Oh, I actually feel better. This is nice. Anyway, so that being said, like jokes and weird twisty analogies aside, how do, like, anyone out there who's had the bravery to just do something new, go somewhere new, just be someone else, like, I admire you. Like, I admire, like, I just, yeah. Because, like, there's a part of you that's, like, just making the decision is enough to carry you through the process of becoming new. And like, you think just the decision is enough, but you have to decide every day. And I'm just like, I am deciding every day. I decided every day. And I've been deciding every day. It's just a lot. Like, have you ever gotten to a place where you're so, like, frustrated that, like, you don't know if you want to laugh or cry? I had a laugh cry, like, a mere couple minutes ago before recording this. Like, I laughed because I was just like, like, I was just like, why? Like, I just don't understand why not one thing can be simple. Why must it be difficult and complicated and just, oh. It's a lot, guys. Being alive is a lot. And people who do brave things every day, I don't know how you manage it. I don't know how you don't just lose your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am deathly afraid of failure. We said it at the beginning of this podcast. We've had this conversation, everybody. And I just, yeah, I'm so tired. Can I tell you something interesting though? As much as like I sound like I'm giving up, I'm not, because I'm like, I'm too deep in now. Nah, gent. We got, like, nah, gent. We finishing this, my gent. It might not go the way I expect it to go according to my timeline, but this thing is going to be finished. We finishing it. We're gonna finish this. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm being fueled by anger and determination to finish a project I've started. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, look, I'm gonna be battered, bruised, and beaten by the time I get to the end of this journey of change. But I'm too far gone. I can't turn back now. So at this point, I'm like, nah. Nigga, we going. We going. I don't care. It's fine if you're miserable. Cry a little bit. Have a glass of white wine. You'll be okay. Now, dust yourself off. Putin rally. Let's roll. Like, that's what it is. It's just the fact that I'm recording this in the transition between those two spaces, which is like break down, laugh, cry, and dust yourself off, have a glass of wine, and you'll be fine. I'm in transition between those two. I think talking is making me feel better. Maybe this is actually my therapy. I should use this as my therapy while I go through what I'm going through. I think it might help because talking to myself alone in a room is actually being, it's helping actually. I'm not gonna lie. It's helping. It's assisting greatly because like, I can't wait until I tell you guys what I'm actually talking about. Like, the real, real. It's just a lot, eh? By then, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Anyway, I hope you guys are good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here just trying to live out my potential. Actually, this is called a potential podcast. I'm out here trying to live out my potential. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm actually trying to do. And fear is out here trying to fight me and make logical arguments as to why I should not live out to my potential. And like, you know, brave a risk. That's an actual word. I'm TMing it. Whatever. Brave a risk is out here just like, yeah, let's go do it. You know, I guess this was scarier once upon a time. Like, this podcast thing was much more scary than like... It was much more scary than it is now. I guess, you know what it is? I guess the more you do something, the less scary it is. I get it. Yes, I'm speaking truths. We all know. I get it. But it's just like, it's one thing to know something and read an Instagram post about it and be inspired by the motivational Instagrams than to actually exist in the reality of that like truth. And I think I'm a little bit existing in the reality of that truth right now. I probably should be journaling this. I'm not, though. This is me journaling it. So, yeah. Roll with me. What happened in, 2 months ago? I don't know when that was. I can't tell you what happened. It's been 2 months. I don't know. Probably January. Was this? Or in April? Yeah. I think I posted something of it. I don't know. Anyway. Cool thing. End of the month. I'm going to go see Joe Thomas. Super excited. It's going to be a vibe. I'm going to Sun City. Come on, Sun City. Yes. Also, I'm one time making it a vacation. You know what I'm saying? Like, a hun's just going, one man going to enjoy herself in Sun City. So that's going to be fun. And, this Sunday, I watched the EXO 12th anniversary fan meet. That thing was so big, guys. Like, it was like concert size. It was at the Inspire Arena and like... in Korea, and I was just like, dang, y'all. Also, like, because of the fact that on Beyond Live, which is like the streaming platform that they use for I think it's SM artists. I don't know if they do it for other artists as well. I only know EXO things. Sorry. Like, they've used Beyond Live before. They did the last fan meet on this Beyond Live, and I had such a great time. It was last year. And yeah, was it last year?
Was it last year? Am I lying? Oh, Tracy.
Was it last year?
No.
Was it 11 years with EXO? No, it was 10 years with EXO. I'm lying. It was 2 years ago. Anyway, so I watched it on Beyond Live and I had the best time. And I had the best time this year as well. The one thing, though, is unfortunately, I'm starting to realize that as an EXO fan, yes, we've moved on to new topics. As an EXO fan, that follows EXO fan accounts, like, I'm like, hold on a second. So I'm out here because the thing is, there was two sessions, right? And you might not care about this, but I need to vent and we're here. there were two sessions. They did a live session just for the people in the stadium. I get it. Those people paid money. They're sitting in front of you, whatever. Then session two was on Beyond Live for the, you know, the international fans, blah, 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 nyah, nyah, nyah. So now my thing is, right, this is the thing I hate about who I am as an individual. When I become a fan of something, I get involved. Like, I learn things that I shouldn't learn. Do you get what I mean? But it's funny because I'm not as deep as like some fans, because I don't know, when it comes to my K-pop phase, shame, I wasn't as deep as I was when I was in my Bollywood phase, guys, shame. You couldn't ask me questions. I had answers. Like, I knew everything. But I guess it's because of the fact that I was younger and had a lot more free time. But yeah, so now my K-pop fandom hasn't been as like rah-rah sis boom bah as like it could have been. Like, I'm not that deep in as like I could be, because there are fans out there. Like, they deep within fans, right? But I voted. So part of the fan meet, they put out a page where you could vote for the songs you wanted performed. Someone explained to me how all the songs I voted for were performed for the first group, not the one I watched. Like, they sang my jam, guys. There's this song on Exist, probably my favorite EXO album. Like, I ain't even gonna sit here and say words. Probably my favorite EXO album. Granted, it's because it's the first time, it's the first, I think, OT8 album I've been around for. Because I became a fan in 2018. And by then, I think they were OT8. But, yes, they were OT8. But I didn't know what I was walking into. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, like, fully versed in what was going on in my life. But, like, I just, like, I was just like, Exist is my favorite. Sorry, I distracted myself. Anyway, so Exist is my favorite album because I think, like, I'm firmly a fan now, and like, I can fully appreciate it. Like, you know, all vibes, all things, you know, all protocol observed, so to speak. And like, there's this song on Exist, friends. It's called Cinderella. Cinderella is my favorite song. Yes, sorry, I was researching you because I was distracted. Yes, they released Love Shot when I became a fan. Right. Which means that song was hot. It was hot at that time. And it's fine, you know, like it's okay. They released Love Shot in 2018 when I became a fan. And like, I'm just like, I think what's screwing with me is the fact that I became a fan when they released Love Shot. So it's a great era to join in. So also for fan guys, I arrived late. Now I've made 6 years. So, you know, I'm in it anyway. So did these people not perform my favorite song off of Exist? The song is called Cinderella. That song is a banger, my friends. A banger. Like Cinderella, la 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 la. Boom, la la, Cinderella, la 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 la. Hey! And they didn't perform it in the session I watched, and I paid a lot of money to watch. Don't get me twisted, they sang the hits, actually, shame. I think they sang them because they don't fully... Like, I genuinely think that I genuinely think that like EXO doesn't know what's their international fandom situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not fully, you know, like they're not fully aware of what's going on in life with the international fans. Like, they know, they have an inkling, but they're not in it, you know what I mean? Because, oh wait, hold on, I think I joined when they gained international recognition. I'm googling as we go through this, so you can already hear that I missed. But yeah, oh, that's funny,
They started going international just as I became a fan. Isn't that cute? That's adorable. Okay, let's see. Was everybody present? It was an OT9, obviously. Was everybody present when I became a fan? No, Lay had already been gone by then. But yeah, it was an OT8 album in 2018. So, like I wasn't obviously there for the pulled up to Love Shot. Duh. Like, I literally was just like, oh, come on, na 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 na. You know, that was all my vibe. But like, yo, this is becoming longer than I expected. I love this for me. Anyway, so because I got the Wikipedia open, now I'm in it, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so the point I'm trying to make, I want to go back and I want you to go, let's say, fan me to 2024 set list, because I want to talk about, we're going to talk about the fact. Please don't play a video. 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 Don't do this. Okay. 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 This is what happened. Right. This is session one. They went, hear me out, which, duh. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody heard hear me out. That was session one and session two. Then they did the first mint. Also, just side note, I didn't struggle as much with, like, understanding the Korean, but I guess I'm just pushing myself. Anyway, because after first mint, guys, that's when it becomes a different thing for everybody. It's only when we get to universe and get to closing mint that it becomes the same thing again. The only consistent thing. Oh, sorry. I'm just saying mint. So the mint is like them doing their little, like, you know, little chatty chatty good times. Let me chat to the fans. Let me connect with them. Vibe. That's what, like, the mint is. It's them just, like, chatting, talking about, we're so excited to be back, na 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 na. So that's what a mint is. Anyway, so they open with the VCR, which was bomb. Yes, having a great time. And by the way, I'm going through the slots of the first session, not the one I attended. Shop. So they go open VCR. So open VCR is a video of just, like, the concept, the vibes. Like, yeah, we so excited that they all here. Woo. Then they sang Hear Me Out, which, a banger. Yo, Hear Me Out, Hear Me Out, Hear Me Out. Guys, We Thinking Exist was a bomb album. Anyway, cool. Then they do first mint. Sharp, that's fine. This is where it all changes. When the game changes. Right? Because from option, well, from, like, I don't know, item two, whatever, right, they sang Don't Go. I'm like, wow. Yo. No. Don't. Like, but it's fine. And then they sang 365. Do you understand how much of a hype song 365? 365, na 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 na. Like, but it's fine. It's okay. That's not where they upset me. Then they did the EXO ladder behind cuts. So obviously they built the ladder. Because by the time second session happened, the ladder was already built. I'm like, when did you draw these? Not gonna fill us in on what happened with the ladder. Don't think we're fans enough to know how you guys built the ladder. It's not like I've watched 3 or 4 seasons of you guys building multiple ladders. It's not like I don't want a t-shirt of a ladder. You know, like, it's not that I'm a fan. But it's fine. Whatever. So session one saw them build the ladders, apparently. Then there's the 99 relay mission. So I assume they had to do another mission in the first session. We also got a mission in our session. It's just the fact that, like, the ladder was already built. I just wanted to see the ladder getting built because this group together is just so great. Anyway, then there's another VCR, which is fun. Whatever. Chilled. Cool. Then they come back and do a medley. Now, at this point, you're like, yes, it's about to go down. Now, let's talk about session once. Let me see if I can find the set list for session two, because that's where things changed. dilo di changile. Okay, session one. This is the medley that the kids got. They got Cinderella. They got Butterfly Effect. They got Playboy. They got Touch It. Do. They got Forever. They got Gravity. They got 24/7. They got White Noise. They got Walk on Memories. They got Heaven. Like, please understand. Let me tell you the songs I know I would have voted for. I don't remember what I voted for. Nah. But we here. Right? 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 So, Cinderella, first and foremost, probably one of my favorite songs right now. How do you sing my song and I'm not even there? But it's fine. Whatever. It's chilled. Sharp. Playboy. The one nice thing about the medleys is the fact that they didn't do full concerts. So, like, no one got the full concert experience. So, like, I'm not as upset because we all know Playboy is a spicy, song. And, like, you don't touch it is literally, been my jam for, like, Ah, guys. Huh? After. Quinchana. Quinchana. Na 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 Quinchana. Like. It's fine. Whatever. It's okay. Then they sang Forever. The thing is, I will say they did a lot more like hype music for the kids in the first session. Like, cool, whatever. Chilled. Then they sang Gravity, which, it's fine, whatever. It's okay. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. Then they sang 24/7. Do you understand? I have hand signals for I think about it 24/7. Guys. And then, this is when I knew that I was meant to be in the first session. White Noise, bomb. Heaven, bomb. But I just re-fell in love with Walk On Memories the other day. The other day, my gent. The other day. Why? But it's fine, whatever. And then the next item is Universe. They sing Universe. Actually, do they sing Universe first? No, they sang Universe first. Then they do the closing mint. And then, did they do first? No. I can't remember, actually. Like, because I'm like, yeah, even someone in the comments there was like, which countries was this where they sang these set lists? Because some of us, oh, there we go. Yes, yes. Is this session two? Open the picture. Is this session two? Yes, yes. Session two. Okay, look, actually. Okay, we got some bomb songs though, hey. I'm not even going to sit here and act as if we didn't get some bomb songs. Like, we did get some bomb songs. Like, we did. It's just, I was hurt, guys. That's all I'm saying. It's not fellow. Pinayaka wasn't sung to me. It just wasn't sung to me. And I was upset. And that's just me telling the real truth. I will say, though, that they sang Just As Usual, and that made me very happy. Like, Just As Usual made me dumb happy. Like, that song just makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me feel good. I can say you'll be mine. I know I'm not saying the right words. Leave me alone. Anyway, yeah, I needed to rant about that. I'm done ranting. Yeah, I'm done ranting now. I just needed to rant about that because my favorite song wasn't performed to me. And, you know, I wanted it performed to me. Session two. Yeah, you know, like, I wanted the first set list. If I could choose, I wanted the first one. And, you know what I'm saying? But I guess they're like, no, we're going to do the deep cuts for the fans. I will say, though, that our session got Sehun and Kai. So, I can't be upset. I can't be upset. You know what I'm saying? I can't be upset. I'm just saying that I would have liked to also get the letter. But I guess you can't have your cake and eat it too, huh? You know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Anyway, this is getting long. But I just needed to get my feelings off my chest. You know? just wanted to get my feelings. But geez, Lockett, hello, hold on a second. There's a whole article on the Times of India, India Times, about EXO holding an a successful fan meet. That's insane. That's crazy. Ah, guys. Global fan meeting. Yeah, it wasn't global for the first session. Anyway, it's fine. Anyway, guys. Hello, high water, 2025. When OT8 goes on stage and performs Cinderella as a concert, if I am not present and accounted for, understand, it's okay, guys. We must just let it go. Ne? Must make peace that Tracy's not okay. Call and check on me, because I'm not okay. If I'm not there, I'm not okay. I just want you to know I'm not okay. If I'm not there, and I don't post about being there, because I will probably post a picture or something on the Instagram, because I'm putting it everywhere. Everybody gonna know I was there. Oh, yes. Okay. So, for session two. Yeah, it took me so long to find session two that we're going back. Now I need to tell you what happened. So for session two, they went international, right? The hits for all the babies, right? Actually, they did things a little differently now that I think about it. Because they sang Hear Me Out. They did the Mint. Then they did Don't Go and Peter Pan. Popular vibes. People love those. Then they did The Ladder, which was already drawn. Ugh. Then they did EXO Killing Voice. So pretty much, I think probably they just performed whatever did well on EXO Killing Voice. Or the Killing Voice video, right? So they did Wolf. They did Growl. They did Love Me Right. They did Call Me Baby. They did Lucky One, Love Shot, Lotto, Monster, Obsession. They did all the songs that went viral and were really, really popular. Which is fine. It's fine. It's just, I didn't request any of those songs. If there was ever a sign that I was meant to be in Korea, guys, there it is. Anyway. Yo, I've been talking for a while, huh? How long is this recording? Yo, long. I don't know how long, but it's long. Okay. This made me feel better. And the one person who chose to listen to this whole thing, I love you. Thank you. And if you zoned out, that's okay. It's fine. You're just watching me share my musings. Oh, listening to me share my musings. So, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. I think I feel a lot better. Yeah, I'm going to use this as my therapy going forward. Also, it'll keep me consistent with posting episodes. So, love that for me. This has been a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I hope this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, love you. Bye.